This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. A really powerful and touching story of martyrdom, of shahada from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the story of Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or as he's more popularly known as, the father of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the young companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was one of the last of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ in this world. His father, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram, was one of the people who accepted Islam, and he was there on the night of the second bay'ah, oath of allegiance that the Ansar gave to the Prophet ﷺ, where they also made the proposal for the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims to come to Medina. He was amongst them. And he fought in the Battle of Badr, and he fought in the Battle of Uhud. But his son Jabir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was his eldest child. He did not participate in Badr and Uhud. And the reason for that was because Abdullah bin Amr, he had, some narrations mentioned seven, some narrations mentioned nine daughters that were younger than Jabir. So his son Jabir, and then he had seven up to nine daughters. So Jabir was a big brother to seven, maybe all the way up to nine little sisters. And so when Abdullah bin Amr, the father, he said, I'm going to go join the Prophet ﷺ in battle. He told Jabir, you can't come, because somebody's got to stay back to look after your little sisters. And on the day of Uhud, كان أول من قتل فيها, that Abdullah bin Amr, the father, was one of the first people who was martyred, who was killed, who fell during the Battle of Uhud. And Jabir, the son, was devastated, heartbroken. He was very close with his father. He was the eldest child. And now he was in charge of, at the very least, seven little sisters. And it was very heavy on him. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not tell you what happened with your father when his soul went before Allah? He said that Allah said to your father's soul, Ya Abdi, Salni, U'atik, that, oh my servant, ask me and I will give you. He said, أَسْأَلُكَ أَن تَرُدَّنِي إِلَى الدُّنْيَا فَأُقْتَلْ فِيكَ ثَانِيًا. Your father's soul said to Allah, O Allah, I ask you to return me back to the life of the world. Why? So that I can give my life for you again. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah has decreed that no soul returns back to the world once it's left. Then your father's soul said to Allah, then at least notify my family that I leave behind that this is what I wish to do. And then the Prophet ﷺ recited the verse of the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Do not assume that those who have been killed in the way of Allah are dead, that they're lost. Rather, they are ever living and they are sustained and taken care of by your Lord. The Prophet ﷺ, when he visited the sister of Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram, the father who was shaheed, his sister's name was Fatima, Fatima bint Amr. And she was crying over the loss of her brother. The Prophet ﷺ said to her, "Tabkihi aw la tabkihi." That whether you cry for him, "Tabkihi aw la tabkihi," whether you cry for him or you don't cry for him, "Ma zalatil malaikatu tudhilluhu bi ajnihatiha hatta rafa'tumuhu." Allah sent down the angels, and the angels continued to cover him, shroud him with their wings until you came and lifted his body up to dignify him. Allah sent angels to cover him with their wings. That is the honor that Allah bestowed upon Jabir. There are two very important things I wanted to mention here about the father of Jabir, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram. Number one is how the Prophet ﷺ comforted Jabir. The narration mentions that the Prophet ﷺ had just buried his own uncle, Hamza. The Prophet ﷺ himself was injured in the battlefield, in the Battle of Uhud. And he saw Jabir crying and very sad. And the Prophet ﷺ put his own pain aside and he walked over to Jabir. And he hugged him and he comforted him. And he said, "Don't worry." And then he told him, "Your father's soul, this is what your father's soul said in front of Allah." Look at how the Prophet ﷺ understands that it's his job, it's his role to comfort Jabir right now because he's lost his father. And we need to understand our responsibility that as our brothers and sisters are being killed, as they are being taken away in Gaza and beyond by these oppressors, it's our job to be there to comfort their families, the rest of the ummah, one another. Secondly, these sacrifices that are made by our brothers and sisters in Gaza and beyond, they do not go unrewarded. But Allah sees their sacrifices. Allah records their sacrifices. Allah knows their sacrifices. And Allah will show them the reward of their sacrifice, not only in the afterlife, but even in this world. Who did Jabir become? Min al-mukthirin fil hadith. He became one of the most illustrious narrators of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ amongst the whole generation of the Sahaba. Not only that, but Jabir was amongst the group, he was in the army along with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu that took Islam to Bilad al-Sham, to Damascus, Syria and beyond. Allah allowed the son of Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram, Jabir, to be amongst those people who took Islam to the holy lands. And not only that, but towards the end of his life, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to sit in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he would teach hadith to the next generation of Muslims. That Allah made his son Jabir a sadaqah jariyah for him. This is the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about from the sacrifice that was made by Jabir's father, Abdullah bin Amr bin Haram. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. These martyrs, these shuhada, even today our brothers and sisters in Gaza, their sacrifices are not in vain. They are recorded, they are seen, they will be rewarded in the afterlife, and there will be a remarkable khair and good that will come from it in this life, in this world. We have to know that. We have to believe that, we have to affirm that, we have to share that, we have to spread that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their sacrifices. May Allah count them amongst the shuhada. May Allah elevate their status. May Allah preserve and protect their families. May Allah ease the pain of their loved ones. May Allah reunite them with their loved ones in the afterlife. May Allah grant them the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And may Allah elevate them and grant them the highest levels in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.